This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thanks, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.53 and a quarter, down 8.5. September corn, $5.79, down 13. December corn, $5.46 and a half, down 9 3/4. July soybeans were $15.12, up 18 3/4. August soybeans were $15.21 and a quarter, up 7.5. November soybeans, $12.73 and a half, no change. July wheat, $6.79, down 19. September wheat, $6.87 and 3/4, down 17 1/4. December wheat, $7.02, down 15. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois winter grain prices did end mixed on Monday afternoon, with soybeans closing higher and corn and wheat closing lower. A strong cash market helped soybean futures to end higher, and Monday's crop condition report released by the National Ag Statistics Service indicated that Illinois farmers had reached 96% complete with their soybean planting, compared to 90% last week. The condition of both the corn and soybean crops improved from last week. The state's corn crop placed 67% in the good to excellent category, with the Illinois soybean crop placing 69% in the good to excellent range. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 9 cents lower at 681 to 697. Soybeans gained 19 cents at 1510 to 1528. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 9 cents lower at 682 to 695, and soybeans advanced 17 to 18 cents at 1535 to 1551. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 8 to 9 cents at 674 to 708. Soybeans were up 18 to 19 cents at 1543 to 1560, and the wheat prices dropped 19 cents at 659 to 679. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 to 19 cents stronger at 1562 to 1571. Basis ended at 141 to 150 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $483 to $493 a ton. That's up 30 cents to $3.30 per ton higher. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 8 to 9 cents at 698 to 715, with basis ending steady or ranging from 45 to 62 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 16 to 18 cents lower at 687 to 689. Basis dropped 7 to 9 cents at 34 to 36 over July. Soybeans were up 18 to 19 cents at 1554 to 1556, with basis steady to a penny lower at 42 to 44 over July. And wheat prices today dropped 29 cents at 651 to 664, with basis down a dime, ranging from 28 under to 15 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 to 22 cents lower at 698 to 699. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 19 to 27 cents, with quotations at 1565 to 1574. Soft red winter wheat down 26 cents at 686 to 687, while the Milo ended 8 cents lower for the day at 672 to 673. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 513 up to 530. New crop soybean bids range from 1235 to 1248. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 514 up to 529. New crop soybean bids at 1243 to 1261. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 517 up to 532, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1248 up to 1267. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now we have your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $120.95, down 30 cents. August live cattle, $121.17, down 42 cents. December live cattle, $126.70, down 40 cents. August feeder cattle were 147.67, up 75 cents. September feeder cattle, 150.10, up 95 cents. November feeder cattle, 152.85, up 85 cents. June lean hogs were 195, up $1.20. July lean hogs, 98.02, up 55 cents. December lean hogs, 82.87, up 57 cents. And now we have the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 95 cents lower and in a range of 95.50 to 103, with the weighted average carcass price of 97.62. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar higher, with good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 50 to 57, 4 to 5 weights 52 to 59, 500 to 550 pounders were 58 to 61, and 550 pounds and up were 58 to 63. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded steady to weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $68 to $71, with a few up to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 18,720 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 200 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 109.11, which was $1.14 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $199.25, and that was 14 cents lower. Select carcasses were at $186.58, and that was 36 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, which compared to 123,000 for last week and 126,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000, and that compared to 391,000 last week and 386,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now we have your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June is $7.03. For July, $6.80. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.95. For July, $6.82. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.84 for June. And for July, $15.31. Once again, wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.58. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $7.03, corn at Scottville is $6.95, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.48, and wheat at Scottville is $6.58. That'll do it for part one of today's Morning Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 19 minutes after the hour of 6, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color Radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the low 90s with light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy, again a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the low 90s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy skies and cooler. Low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the low 80s. Right now, south winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. Partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Wright Automotive in Hillsboro, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
Contact fertilizer manager Greg Simmons or Paul Liederbrand at CHS Service Center in Louder today.
Hello, this is Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop, Litchfield, Illinois. I'm here to let you know about the services we offer here at our facility. Complete engine block service, cast iron and aluminum heads, crack detection, crankshaft grinding, connecting rods, flywheels, engine disassembly and assembly. With 35 years of engine rebuilding experience, let me put my knowledge to work for you. You may also take your work to any of your local McKay Napa Auto Parts stores and have it brought to us at no extra charge to you. Call me at 217-851-2208.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show, once again we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. The annual Weed Science Field Day is tomorrow, June 26th, on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign. Todd Gleason has more on what those making the trek to the South Farms will find and learn.
The Weeds Field Day at the University of Illinois is always a good hands-on event. Aaron Hager's been responsible for the program for several years. The Extension Weed Scientist says it is meant to help all those working to control weeds in the state's primary row crops.
We actually see a pretty diversified crowd for the Weed Science Field Tour. We see a lot of farmers who come to look at the plots and look at some of the comparisons and the treatments. We see quite a few of the local folks in the retail sector. Input suppliers will attend this, as well as many of our industry contacts will be there to see how some of the products that they represent perform, as well as some of the competitor products. We'll also have this year, I believe, we'll have some visitors that are coming through from Argentina.
This year's program kicks off around 8 a.m. Wednesday morning, June 26. The gathering point is the seed house or the old brick building on the South Farms, just to the east and south of the Assembly Hall. That's on St. Mary's Road.
We'll have some coffee and rolls and things like that there for folks as soon as they arrive. Sometimes folks will get there as early as 7 or 7:15 to intermingle with some of the weed science folks that are here. You don't have to pre-register. The cost to attend is $10 a person. That helps to cover the cost of the field day book and the lunch that will serve at the noon hour.
The point of the day is to look at side-by-side comparison plots showing how different herbicide treatments work. Each of the plots is labeled and will remain so during the growing season. It means it is possible for folks to come back later in the year and get another look at the longer-term performance, says Hager.
We've got a pretty good diversity in terms of the corn experiments that will have most of the post applications already made by that time. We'll have a lot of soybean experiments. These will have all the pre-emergence treatments applied. We may be, because of the delay in the planting that we had this year, we may not have as many of the post treatments applied to soybean as we normally would. But the good news is we'll put a sign out in front of each of the plots, regardless of whether we have it sprayed or not. And even if folks are interested in maybe how a post-comparison might have looked that we didn't have ready for the field tour, we'll leave the signs up and they're welcome to come back at their leisure and take a look at these at some point in the future.
Again, the University of Illinois Weed Science Field Day is Wednesday, June 26th at the South Farms on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign. I'm Todd Gleason.
The Macoupin County Fair has begun. Today is the 4-H Cat Show and the 4-H Sheep Show. Harness racing also kicked off yesterday afternoon. Harness races will be held again today at 3:30. Jim Kaberk, who's in charge of the harness racing, encourages everyone to come out and watch.
We have a pretty good crowd in our grandstand. Everybody comes out, they like to watch the horse races.
Yesterday, the Macoupin County Fair Miss and Mister were selected. The Little Miss is Kirsty Brown, daughter of Jake and Pam Burke, and Herb Brown and Heather Turner of Carlinville. First runner-up, Little Miss, is Charlie Duggar, daughter of Chad and Sadie Duggar of Carlinville. Little Mister is Connor Costello, son of Holly and Bill Costello of Carlinville. First runner-up, Little Mister, is Cade Vineyard, son of BJ and Ashley Vineyard of Carlinville. We will have more Macoupin County Fair updates for you throughout the week. Thanks for tuning in to part two of today's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.